Are you enduring private and or public pain due to no fault of your own? God knows. God deeply, deeply cares and wants to comfort you and give you renewed strength, hope, and refreshment in His presence. Don't rely on your feelings. We don't rely on feelings for other things in our lives, including breathing. We just keep breathing. And we need to just keep trusting Jesus, no matter how we feel. He cares about how we feel. Oh my goodness, He cares so much. But we must choose. We must choose to trust in Jesus. So look up to Jesus. Lean on Jesus. Listen to Jesus more than the false voices of the world. The voices of the world around you will try to distract you from His still small voice. But once you get away from them and focus on Him, focus on Christ and His word, the lies of others become as nothing. The seemingly senseless suffering suddenly becomes full of purpose. The tragic news becomes tolerable because of God's good news, the gospel. Each of us must decide to turn from the world and turn to the word. Each of us must repent from relying on other things instead of the King of Kings. He knows what is best for us. Each of us must just trust. Trust in Jesus as Savior and Lord. Acts 3:19 says, "Now change your mind and attitude to God and turn to Him so He can cleanse away your sins and send you wonderful times of refreshment from the presence of the Lord." Today, instead of overthinking, let us be thinking over God's word in our minds and receiving God's word in our hearts. Rest, trust, release. Christ is more than enough. He will renew our strength as we let Him reign and let Him in. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God, like eagles rising toward the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired." You know, I've been battling bronchitis, but I'm getting better, thank God, truly. And I've also been involved in all kinds of things that have been really difficult recently. As I was driving another loved one to another specialist appointment, I saw something that I knew the Lord was using to encourage our hearts. Two bald eagles lifted off alongside me on the road. The Holy Spirit used that to bring scripture to mind. Psalm 103:1-5 says, "Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me. Bless His holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of His benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle." Oh, my family and faith, remember that good things will come. Choose to be grateful for the things that God has done already in you and through you. And let's remember that for us who know Him, the best is always yet to come. Christ is coming again, and with Him, we eternally win. No one can take that from us. Revelation 22:20 says, "He who testifies and affirms these things says, 'Yes, I am coming quickly.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Prayer tip of the week. Find a scripture that pertains to your personal pain and put it on a post-it, put it as your background on your phone, whatever the case may be. Do something so that you see that scripture often throughout your day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your love. We thank You for Your promises. We thank You for loving us and caring about our personal pain. We thank You that we have victory in You. And Lord, we open our hearts to You. Please reign in our hearts and lives as Savior and Lord. We release everything to You and open our hearts to You, that You would please heal our hearts where they hurt, and that You would just do Your work in us and through us. Help us to love You and love others with Your love. Thank You for Your unstoppable love for us. Help us grace, Lord, to just take a day at a time and lean on you and listen to you more than anyone else. We love you. We love you. And we also now pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Pray for all prayer requests on the hearts of those listening, Lord. Help us to trust in you and know that you are working all things together for our good as we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my friends, and remember to encourage your pastor.